This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
There are no random experiences. The goal is to learn from it all, to grow and to raise the level of our awareness. So instead of asking, why is this happening to me? I don't know what I've been through. Why did it happen to me? Maybe it's better to ask, what's the lesson or the insight I need to learn so I can rise above this difficulty? Instead of, why is this happening to me? And I don't want Christians to become so used to, why is this happening to me? I just don't know what's going on. Why is it happening to me? No, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? See, what's the course that he got me going through? And I'm gonna go through this course. And a lot of stuff you're not gonna be able to see clearly until you've gone through that course. And you'll say, wow, I see why I had to go through this. God's preparing you for something awesome.
We're back. Are you ready for Change Experience 2024? Creflo Dollar is hitting the road for Change Experience West Coast in February and Change Experience East Coast in April. It'll all end with Grace Life, the reunion at the World Dome in July. Mark your calendars now. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that means to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
People share their history with you because they don't want to see you repeat the same thing they know about. They have seen the movie that you're trying to finish, and they know exactly how it ends. And for some reason, you know, it's like going down a street and, you know, 2 months ago, the street continued. But you don't know they tore the bridge down. It's now a dead end and a cliff. How do I know that? Because I went down there. I saw the dead end and I saw the cliff. I almost went over it. So I'm saying to you, don't go down that street. It's cut off. It's a dead end and a cliff. I want to see myself. You know, that's your generation. My generation, we got to see ourselves. Fine. If I'd have known, I'd have took some insurance out on you real quick. Learning from the mistakes from other people. Most people who've made mistakes don't want you to make the same mistake. You know, like your mama and dad and people that love you, they don't want you to make the same. So they pour out wisdom to help you to learn. Pour wisdom out to help you to learn. I'm trying to empty myself. I want to take if the Lord doesn't tarry, which don't look like he's going to be tarrying long. I want to empty myself. I'm to the place right now that no matter what I preach, it's an opportunity to empty something on other people. But I do realize people are going to do what they don't want to do, but I can still keep pouring. Look at this in Proverbs 21 and 11 in the King James. Proverbs 21 and 11. This is so, so very, very important. You know, looking at every situation, every circumstance, looking for learning and growth from every opportunity. Looking for learning and growth from every opportunity. Proverbs 21 and 11 says, when the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. Should be. You see what the scorner had to go through. And when the wise is instructed, what happens? He receives knowledge. Look at that progression right there. You know, learn from the mistakes of other people. I like Proverbs 12 and 15 in the NLT. Turn there. Proverbs 12 and, and 15 in the NLT. He's just pretty straight with this scripture. This is good. He says, fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. Fools, that's the guy who says in his heart there is no God. Fools think their own way is right. I spent some considerable amount of time like, Lord, you know, I don't want to think that my own way is right. So when I'm telling you something that is right, you need to know I've taken that through stuff. I've taken it through things. I've looked at things. I've experienced things. I've seen the hurt part of it. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. You can learn something from a drunk in the alley. I know I did. I remember way back, Ken and I were in the Piedmont Park, I think it was, and, you know, we just got born again. We're just trying to be good, everybody we see, right? And so we went up to this guy. He looked like, I think he was a homeless dude, and we tried to give him some food. And it helped me, where Ken at? He snatched the box and then pulled a knife on us, right? And we thought, man, here I am trying to help you, and you pull a knife on me, I'll bust your face. But you step back a little bit and you think, wonder the decisions he made to be in this situation. And wonder why he pulled a knife out. Somebody must have did something. You follow what I'm saying? You know, what can you learn? You have to be intentional about learning about life. And we ignore it because we think that our way is right. How many got kids that they think their way is right? Don't raise your hands. That's everybody here. Don't raise your... All of them do. All of them do. You old-fashioned, you don't know nothing. That was your generation, Dad, and not ours. We do it differently. Our generation ain't gonna work no 9 to 5. And that's why your generation staying at home. I'm just saying, man, it's just learn some stuff. There's something to learn about 9 to 5. Yeah, even if you don't work it, even if you, you know, get blessed and you work 2 hours a day and you're making plenty of money. But there's still something to learn about what it took to work from 9 to 5. What can you get out of it? Don't just reject it because that ain't you. There's an opportunity to grow. There's an opportunity to learn. There's an opportunity for development right there just by listening to the wisdom of others. This ain't hard, y'all. This is easy. But somebody online want to make this hard. Well, then what about now? It ain't hard. Somebody said, why are you yelling? I'm excited. I got energy. I want to yell. Look at Proverbs 18, 15. Proverbs 18 and 15 in the NLT. I like this. Intelligent people are always ready to learn. So what else is he saying? Those who ain't ready to learn, you ain't intelligent. Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open for knowledge. That's why the Bible warns you, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth. You ought to be listening more than you are talking. Some people love to spontificate. They love to hear themselves talk. You need to learn the vocabulary of silence because there's a message in having 2 ears. Listen twice as much, 2 ears and 1 mouth, twice as much as you run your mouth. Your ears ought to be open for knowledge. I have sat in situations, heard stuff that I didn't agree with and learned. I sat there and learned. I said, oh, so that's how that guy started. Or, oh, so yeah, I used to believe that same thing, and that's why that happened. I learned and started taking notes off what I don't even agree with. Because I want to be intentional about
what can I get? If I'm going to spend time, if I'm going to spend my time, your time is your most valuable asset. Don't let nobody fool you. Your time is your most valuable asset. Be careful how you spend it. Amen. My time is my most valuable asset. I got to use it wisely. I got to make choices to protect that. There may be something getting ready to break through in my life that's going to be key for my future, and I got to quiet my mind. I got to get rid of the clutter. I got to be intentional and open and ready to hear. Amen. And I'm learning the more and more practical I can get with you guys about things. I'm learning that. I'm learning, you know, I love digging deep in the Word and all that, but that, you know, if I'm going to be a pastor and a leader, it ain't going to do you no good if I get deep in the Word and you don't practically know how to apply this to your everyday life. I'm trying to talk to you where you are right now. I don't want to talk about the third dimension of talking in tongues and a moaning. I ain't got time for that. You ain't got time for that. It's good for you to know about that, but at what expense? What's happening when I'm not making sure you get this? You can be easily deceived because you don't know it. There's something about going in the kitchen and cooking the recipe for yourself. They can talk to you about the recipe, but you know because you cooked it. He cooked it. I had a friend of mine to cook the same recipe I had, and I did it 3 times, and then I gave it to him. And it didn't come out right. Mine was round, his was square. Mine was soft, his was crumbling. And he said, I did it just like what he said. And I'm like, something wrong. I eat all mine up, I'm throwing all yours away. Y'all follow what I'm saying? We can mature. This is spiritual, this is emotional maturity here. This will really help you out if you really take hold of what I'm really trying to say here. The willingness to learn is a choice. You have to make a choice to be willing to learn. I had to make a choice to be a student of grace. It's a choice. Are you willing to learn? And then let me close with this. Every experience is an opportunity to learn and grow. Every experience. Tonight, and when I preach, I don't just preach and go home. I preach and I go home and I think about what I said and I identify certain points of, well, I don't want to do that. And then, you know, sweet lips increase learning. You know, the lips are not sweet, so learning was probably down a little bit. You know, and just kind of look and just kind of, you know, what can I learn from what I said today? And a lot of times it's positive. I like to compare what my preaching time looks like as compared to my praying time. Because I believe when I pray in tongues, I'm somewhat prophesying something in tongues that I'm gonna later on say in English or during my sermon that's not written down, I hadn't thought about it, but I give birth to it on the go. And I'm like, how can I yield more to that, Lord? Lord, I see here, I could have yielded here, but I had this on my mind. Oh, Lord, I took that to the pulpit with me. You know, that irritated me yesterday, and I took it to the pulpit. It shouldn't have been in the pulpit with me, Lord. Learning. Not getting up here declaring how perfect and awesome you are. I want to always be in a position where I am submitted to God and dependent on Him. I don't want to know everything. But I want to know the one that knows everything. Amen. Yeah, people be talking about you anyway when you show up thinking you know everything. They like, they think they know everything, don't they? You don't know nothing. Sit your tail down and learn. You don't know nothing. There are no random experiences. Everything that occurs in life has a meaning and a purpose. Everything that happens, I backed up on this and I started looking at it. Just kind of backed up a few weeks, a few months. that happened, Lord. What was going on there? That situation took place. What was going on there? Wow. Life is interesting because, oh man, I forgot that scripture. I think it was, maybe Proverbs 9:9 or Psalms 9:9. It says something like God, I think it's the New Living Translation. It says something like God will choose the best path for your life. That He chooses the best path for your life. He knows where you're supposed to go, but He's going to choose the best one that you should take place. And I thought that was really cool that He loves me so much that there may be some different paths that we can take. You know that, right? There are different paths everybody can take in life. But He chooses the best one for us, for you, for me. That He loves me so much, He says, oh, I see that path. Boy, I don't know if they're going to make it through that one. I see this path. That's going to hurt. I see that path. Might lose them on that one. Let's see. The best path for them to take to reach what I call them to do. It's this one. And the scripture says, and He will be with you down that best path for your life. That's awesome, isn't it? That's the best one. That's the best one. And I want to learn through those paths that God has developed for me. If you're not careful, some of you will be familiar with this phrase, you'll find yourself settling. Find yourself settling. I remember when your mom told me this when you graduated. She says, I was always concerned about my boys. I never wanted them to settle. And I thought, that's good, because a lot of people settle. You settle for where you are. You settle for how you're doing a thing. You're settling. You settle for even who you choose to spend your life with. You settle. And I think that needs to be stirred up. Something needs to be stirred up in your life where you don't settle. That you got to value yourself a little better than what you're valuing yourself and say, I can do this better. Yes. I'm not going to settle. And I'm like this as a pastor. I'm not going to settle for average. I've looked at our church. I've looked at what's been going on. I don't like what's going on. Ain't nothing wrong, but it could be better. Yes. Excellence has to be stirred up, and excellence is expensive. It could be better. And if I settle, like I felt like I was getting ready to do, if I settle, because I'm tired, and it's been almost 42 years, if I settle, oh, that'd be all right. You know, I done did my thing. Somebody else coming along, they're going to do their thing. If I settle, I'm letting me down. There's something greater than what I've even seen by the power of God. And so I decided I am not going to settle. I'm going to stir everything up, including you. You're going to be tempted to want to leave one day because I'm not going to settle. And I don't want you to settle. You can do things better. You can be better. You can speak better. You can act better. You can live better. Don't settle. Don't settle. You can marry better. You can date better. You can search better. You can get a better 1-800-DOWN First Lady or something. You stop settling. We settle too much as a people. We settle too much as Christians. We settle too much. And what else is God going to do? You've already settled for average. You got rid of your dream you used to have. God gave you that dream. And you don't even want the dream no more. You're comfortable in average. And I am not going to be the pastor that's going to let you stay comfortable in average. Stir yourself up. Stir your faith up. Stir your anointing up. Stir your vision up. Are you kidding me? I get another chance to live? I ain't doing this average. Dude, I'm going for this thing. I'm looking at every anointing in me I didn't know was there. I'm more than a preacher. I'm called to be a preacher, but He put some more stuff in there for me to do, to use that same anointing to go and influence and impact. I'm not settling. And don't you do it. Just because you're around a lot of people who are comfortable with average, don't you do that. Stand out. Because you have the Holy Ghost. Stand out. Because you're anointed. Stand out. Because you're looking for opportunities to grow and mature. Stand out. Amen? I'm still learning. I hope you're still learning. See, it's hard for you to go and beat up somebody and be judgmental and critical of somebody if you've intentionally made up your mind that I'm still learning. Basically, you look at people and say, well, I don't know if I agree with you, but I need to sit with it a little bit. Think about it some. I ain't gonna beat you up right away. It sounds outlandish. It sounds ridiculous. But, you know, yeah, I'll talk to you about it later. I want to know now. I ain't ready to talk to you right now. Don't let people put you in a position that you're not ready to be in at the time. Hey, I can talk when I want to talk. You can't make me talk when I want to talk. I don't even know your name. Settling. That's a word for somebody. You have settled. And you need to stir yourself up. Settle like you're getting ready to die or something. Like you on a job, you 30 years old, and you know what you've done at 30? At 30 years old, you acting like you resigned. You just 30. So whatever you accomplish, there may be three other things that you can accomplish as well. Stir yourself up, amen? Let me let y'all go. Some of y'all, yeah, whatever. You just don't know that you finna blame something. You don't know what I went through. You don't know what I had to face. Yeah, I'm sure you had to face a lot of stuff, but so is everybody else. But you have an advantage. You have a God advantage. You have a Holy Ghost advantage. Man, employees all over the city ought to be coming and knocking the doors of this church down, trying to get some more of them world changers Christians. I gotta have more of them. I don't know what it is about them folks that come to this church, but them, they ought to be coming and saying to you, state your salary and I'll pay it. I just got to have you. Yeah, but not if you settle. There are no random experiences. The goal is to learn from it all, to grow and to raise the level of our awareness. So instead of asking, why is this happening to me? I don't know what I've been through. Why did it happen to me? Maybe it's better to ask, what's the lesson or the insight I need to learn so I can rise above this difficulty? Instead of, why is this happening to me? And I don't want Christians to become so used to, why is this happening to me? I just don't know what's going on. Why is it happening to me? No, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? See, what's the course that he got me going through? And I'm gonna go through this course. And a lot of stuff you're not gonna be able to see clearly until you've gone through that course. And you'll say, wow, I see why I had to go this. God's preparing you for something awesome. Let me close with this. You'll never really know how emotionally mature you are until something real happens. I can say it like this. You'll never really know how saved you are until something real happens. You can get up there and shoot all that stuff at me all day long about how you awesome and how you this and how you that. You really never know just really how much faith you got and how much you believe God until something happens, until something real takes place, something you can't play with. You know, like when you get diagnosed with cancer, you can't play with that. You'd be playing around, you end up dead somewhere. Oh, hallelujah, I'm just gonna believe God and I'm gonna stand still and I'm gonna know and you're gonna die. Because you're not with the key thing. The key thing is show me what I need to be getting. Show me the wisdom. Show me what I need to be learning.
Did you know your emotions determine your level of victory? In Creflo Dollar's 7-part series, How to Mature in Your Emotions, he identifies the key to unlocking a successful life through maturing spiritually and emotionally. This must-have series is available for a love gift of $40 or more for CDs or $50 or more for DVDs. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore today.
We're kicking off the holiday season here at World Changers Church International with our special Thanksgiving Day service. Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern in the World Dome on Thanksgiving morning to start your holiday off right. We are forever grateful for all that God has done, and we want to set aside this time to celebrate with you all. If you're not in the Atlanta area, join the live stream. See you on Thanksgiving morning.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the mortgage person says. Have faith in God. If you can see the invisible, He can do the impossible.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
When you think about what could have happened to me, what should have happened to me, and now look at what's available to me, that's enough for me to tear something up right now all by itself. I got to give Him the glory. He saved us.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips. No matter where you are, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.